Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street Window, and I got Dave Scarica with me on the line. How you doing, Dave?
Actually, very well. How about you, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Actually, I want to congratulate you because you were just telling me that you finished up a draft of a book that you're getting ready to publish.
Yeah, actually, I write this gold letter through a company called Newsmax, and through the guy who runs Newsmax, Christopher Ruddy, I was able, a lot through him, to just get a contract with a major publisher, Wiley. And the book is kind of about the U.S. debt bubble. And actually, it's interesting because I was talking about these sovereign debts in the book. And of course, and I started writing it last year. So of course, that's all popped up here in the last month or two. But anyway, yeah, I just finished it off. I sent them the last little bit of it on March the 2nd, which was my final due date. And they came back with me with ideas for the cover. So I guess that means they like it. It's getting published. So, but that's nice because just so for readers of my newsletter, I put out as much as I usually do the last few months. And of course, a lot had to do with the research and writing this book. So we'll probably in the next few weeks here really like blast out a lot, do a lot more updates on companies. And I'm going to the PDAC, a big conference in Toronto. Actually, it's Thursday that we're talking. I'm flying out on Friday, and I'll be able to talk to a lot of these companies and give people updates in the next few weeks.
So the book will probably come out in the fall, is that right?
Yeah, I think, you kind of have this Christmas thing, like people buy, books for gifts. And so I think that's, as you know, when people get back after the Labor Day holiday, people they get more in that trading and, business mindset. So yeah, I think it's due out for the fall. And actually, I'll be doing a little bit of a book tour. Actually, hopefully I'll be able to get on some major networks and that sort of thing for interviews. And we might have something going on in the fall. We won't tell people what it is yet, but I think we'll coincide it with my book tour. It'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll get to meet a bunch of our subscribers doing this.
Well, before we get into the markets and stuff, just want to make a quick note that last week, for the people on my website, we did a special promotion for your newsletter of letting people buy it for $35 a month. And that's, we stopped it on Friday, and it's something, I don't think we're ever going to offer the monthly period again. But you're doing something this week for your people, for people that may have missed it too. It's like, I think it's an annual fee they can pay.
Yeah, I have an annual of $350. Now, there's some differences. I have a pretty strict no refunds policy because obviously I don't, like $35 is a lot different from $350. And I just don't want people signing up, downloading everything on the site, and asking for a refund. So I want serious investors. But of course, $350 is less than $35 over the course of a year too, even though there's no refund. But if anyone's missed the $35 a month on Mike's list, please email me at info@addictedtoprofits.net, and I'll give you information on this and the website to go to. It's actually, if you go to my member section, which you can click onto on addictedtoprofits.net, the basic free member section, it has a link there to the promotion page, and you can sign up for this. And I've had a few people wanting to switch over because it is less. And just so you know, if you do switch over, Mike does get a percentage of the proceeds, so it's not just me and him work together. So it's not going to hinder him in any way. So yeah, so if you've missed it, and again, this 3-for-1 offer I won't do very often. I think I may do it once a year, probably once every year to 2 years. So it ends tomorrow on Friday, March the 5th. So you have to sign up by then or you won't be able to get it. So that's about it.
Well, what are your thoughts in the stock market?
Well, I think we've talked about this. That me and you really haven't been, you and I really haven't been as bearish on the stock market as maybe some others. And I don't know your reasoning, but part of my reasoning was actually sentiment. That I just saw that last little dip that happened a month or two ago, and people were talking about Greece and they were talking about China bubbles. And if you actually look at the pattern, by the way, the Chinese stock market, it looks quite good. It looks like this kind of base has been building, since it topped. And unless it breaks those August, September lows, and it doesn't look like it's going to do that quite yet, it could actually be getting ready for another move higher. And of course, we're going to have to see that. But so I think the problem is every time we have one of these problems, market drops a couple percent, everyone freaks out. Like we saw the bull to bear ratio on the investors intelligence go to its lowest since the bottom in July of last year, the correction bottom. So my opinion is one reason I don't see us falling apart and maybe kind of going steady over the next year before a bear market occurs in a year or two is just for that reason. I just think that the sentiment is much too, I guess you could say, negative at the moment every time we see a drop. So even if we do drop, I still think the market's going to hold up here in the short term before it heads, say, lower.
Well, there definitely seems to be more activity, in the commodities market and gold markets right now. And of course, we've had this nice rally in the US dollar for the past couple of months. And myself, I don't really think of the, although I don't think the stock market's ready to just collapse or something, I don't really see huge upside in it. And these other markets, may provide better opportunities for
I agree with that.
making money. So what are your thoughts in for like gold and gold stocks right now?
Well, see, I agree with that in that, like, this is kind of the position I'm in right now. That on the one hand, I'm telling people I don't think the market's going to collapse. But on the other hand, I'm telling anyone, say, didn't go long and missed the entire rally, that look at the gravy is in. It's maybe 1,200 on the S&P, 1,250 at the most, and there's no point in risking capital for 10% upside when there is maybe a 20, 25% downside. That's not good risk reward. So I agree with you. If you look at gold has acted very well here as of late, and it's acted well in spite of the strength in the US dollar, which I think bodes very well going forward. I think that the US dollar is actually kind of in a topping formation here and essentially has been in this formation since about early February. And the more that the dollar goes sideways, say between this 80 and 81, 82 level, the more likely that it's going to top. If you look at these topping formations, like say October to March of 2009, or about mid 2005 to early 2006, these tops can sometimes take months, half a year to play out. So the more that we go up and down, and the more likely this is a top in the US dollar. And if gold has been strong with the dollar strong, imagine it will do if the dollar again begins to a decline. So I agree with you. I definitely like the strength I'm seeing in the gold and gold stocks. I think they're short-term overbought, but on an upcoming dip here, I would definitely recommend that investors look at some of these things.
Well, when we had this correction in gold stocks from December to February, what happened with the junior miners? Did they hold up as well, or did they
Actually,
fall more?
this is really interesting, actually. I actually think the junior miners are really showing some relative strength now. Now, part of the reason is if you look at the CDNX index compared to, say, the HUI is about 10 to 15%, or actually about 15% below its all-time high. The CDNX is over 50% below its all-time high. So these juniors are still much more beaten up from the financial crisis of 2008. But they peaked in January, whereas the HUI peaked in December. So they kept moving higher as the HUI, began its correction. And right now they're actually only about 6 or 7% off the recent high in January. They've rallied nicely since early February. So I think they're showing relative strength. And I think if you have a junior miner which has a large resource in the ground and can expand that resource, or is a small producer and is about to get into production or is early stages of production, I think those stocks actually might be the better companies to be into as opposed to the large cap companies. I think we're definitely seeing some relative strength in the junior miners. And for those interested, as I'm speaking at the PDAC, I'm going to talk to a lot of these companies this weekend, and I'm going to do some interviews and then have the interviews transcribed onto the website. So you'll get a lot of nice overviews from the managements of these companies in my newsletter in the weeks to come.
Okay, as we wrap up here, do you have any last-minute thoughts you want to share about anything else?
I know, just that right now, I would still think that even though is that investors kind of just be patient here. That a few weeks ago, both Mike and I actually were talking very bullishly on gold. And by the way, Mike called the correction wonderfully. He said that the HUI, I think you said, was going to 325 to 375. And it basically went to the higher end of that range in the last correction. And but we have seen a bit of a move here off that. So if you get a short-term weakness in the gold, maybe gold corrects back down to, I don't know, 1110, 1120 or something. that's when you might want to start looking at some of these gold stocks. And just a quick note, in the long-term view, say the gold stocks the next year or two, if you look at two of the largest holders of gold right now, it's John Paulson and George Soros, basically the two best hedge fund managers in the world. So that's a pretty two pretty good guys to have on your side.
No, that's for sure. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to everybody, and we'll do this again in a week or two.
Yep.
Have a good trip.
I'll be flying out Friday.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Take care.